The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're back.
This time I'm here to liberate all the prisoners out there trapped in your incessantly brutal
movie selection.
We were subjugated.
Uh-huh.
Trampled upon.
But that's
slapped around, ignored, tickled, farted near.
Yeah. Yeah.
Our rights were farted near.
Listen, points were made, as they say.
And we had to deal with the Santa Claus. And we're going to cleanse our not only our physical palate, but our spiritual palate.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go in another direction here.
Yeah.
We're going in a different direction. This is a film that I was actually really happy to find out that you didn't
see. Yeah, that I hadn't seen it.
And I also think it's going to work good. That's going to work perfectly for this. Young Arnold. I mean, you know, kind of at his apex, I think. Predator.
Yeah, apex predator. Mm-hmm. But he's not the predator. He's the predator.
But see,
predatee.
That's sort of the thing. Is he or is he not? I mean, you might find that out in the movie. I think the predator is sort of, it speaks to the predator in all of us.
Right. It's a metaphor.
It's a vague description.
Okay, so it's sort of an illusion.
Yeah, you're gonna see a lot of muscles. I'm gonna warn you.
No.
This is during a time.
Stop.
In which
your beard is very. It doesn't sound good on the mic.
Oh, you're hearing that?
Yeah. Do you know how mics work? Wait, play a song on your beard.
Oh wait. How do you play?
Just think about it.
What song? Give me a jam.
No, you have to. I'm going to guess the jam. You play it.
All right.
What was it?
Hey, Mickey, you're so funny. You're so funny. You put my mind. Hey, Mickey. Hey, Mickey. Hmm. Should have known that. Come on. That was fucking clear.
It was.
That was clear as the beard on my face.
You do have a clear beard. The older you get, the clearer your beard gets.
Yeah, I'll fucking clear you from earth. God damn it. We'll talk about my clear beard.
Beard over here.
I've also got a clear conscience.
Yeah.
What is this, wine?
That's wine that was sent to us by a nice company. I don't normally drink white wine.
I like white wine.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really like wine that much at all, but
I know.
I kind of like
that. 20-year flaws.
Tense night tonight. We're all looking at the. Figured we just as we watch the future of America unfold before our eyes in Georgia, and in D.C. over the next 2 days.
Yes, it's the 5th today. Tomorrow's the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
The 6th.
That's how it usually works. Tomorrow's the 6th or is it the 7th?
Who knows if time will continue to operate as it has been.
Time is the last thing
forward.
That everyone agrees on.
Mm. But I don't agree.
Exactly. Don't agree. It's up for a debate. Don't slap me away. I'm sorry for touching my beard, but that's what it's for. You're not slapping the dog for making those noises.
She's drinking water. No, it's that you're also covering your mouth when you do that. That's what it is.
I'm not covering my mouth. Predator is a simple 80s allegory, okay, for military might and American ingenuity, if it had an accent.
If it had an accent.
Which it does. That's the great thing about the American diaspora, is that it is made of so many different types of people, including
Arnold Schwarzenegger's. Plural.
Yep. And look at him. He's never worn a shirt. He'll wear a vest, though.
Yeah.
That's what I appreciate.
Wear the shit out of a vest.
Come on, man. He's a handsome guy, right? Don't you think that he's handsome?
Yeah, I guess he's technically... I'm not attracted to him, but I guess he's technically handsome.
He's not like a particularly sexy guy, I guess.
No, I think a lot of people would think that he is sexy. Listen, like, yes, he's attractive sometimes. The muscles thing is not totally my thing.
Oh, man, wait until you see him and Carl Weathers give the... Have you seen the meme where it's the two hands, the muscles?
Yeah.
That's from this.
Oh, okay.
That's from this.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wait, you just watched... Carl Weathers was in that other movie that we watched, the podcast that hasn't come out yet still.
What movie?
Close Encounters.
No, he's not in
Yes,
that.
He is.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. How much do you want to bet?
$1,000.
Okay.
That Carl Weathers is not in that
Shake
movie.
Shake my hand. Look it up.
Go ahead, look it up, motherfucker.
Okay.
Carl Weathers, the black man in this movie, is in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yes, babe.
And who does he play?
He has like a small uncredited role.
If he's uncredited, it doesn't.
No, count. I mean, he's credited, but he just has a tiny role. Baby, he's in it. I know that he's in it.
I'm not paying you $1,000.
You have to. You shook my hand.
I'm tired of paying you $1,000.
Well, then stop betting me $1,000.
I take it back.
You can't take it back. You fucking shook my hand.
I don't want to do this anymore.
You shook my hand.
I'll spend a G on you. I was going to anyway.
Baby, you have to give me $1,000. You shook my hand.
What, are you going to get a fucking tattoo of Carl Weathers now?
No.
Every time you get a G from me?
No. I'm going to buy something or donate it again.
God damn it. Find Carl Weathers.
Military police.
What? Let me see this shit.
Jamie, I know that he was in it because I listened back to the recording of us watching it and exclaiming that we saw his name.
Oh, so you cheated.
I didn't cheat.
Now that's disqualification.
That is not. You shook my hand.
But you cheated. I mean, I shook hands with a cheater. I didn't know. I thought I was shaking hands with an honorable person.
Jamie, it's on tape. You owe me $1,000.
Well, you've got a long time to collect it.
So just tell us about your day and then we'll start the movie.
I don't want to talk about my day. My day was terrible. But wonderful. My day was wonderful, but horrible.
What was wonderful about it?
I woke up. I've got my health. I've got you. I've got the dog.
Do you have any dreams last night that you remember?
I don't remember any dreams.
I had a dream.
It's been a long time since I've had dreams.
It's not true. I had a dream that the dog fell over and her head like separated from her body and like egg whites came out, and I was really worried that she had died.
I'd be worried too if egg whites came out of the dog's head after her head separated from her body.
It was like the texture and consistency of egg whites. It was like a clear, and I was like, oh my God, what happened? And I was worried that her head had like separated fully from her body and that like right. Egg white goo was coming out.
As long as there's a little attachment left for the head to the body, then they're usually okay. Dream dogs, I'm talking about.
But that's
about.
What I was, it's funny because I feel like every time your alarm wakes you up, you remember a dream that you would not have otherwise remembered, because when you get woken up in the middle of a dream, you remember it. But probably I wouldn't have remembered that dream if I didn't get woken up in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying?
What woke you up?
The alarm.
Oh, yeah, your fucking alarm. A dreaded alarm that goes off multiple times in the first half of the day.
It goes off maybe twice.
Well, that's two more times than I have an alarm set for.
Yeah, but you sleep in every day.
Man, we woke up at the same time. Actually, I woke up about 20 minutes before you. Stood there and looked at you. Actually, literally stood over you and looked at you.
You did?
Nah. But I was I was just right next to you as I usually am, you know,
yeah.
In the bed.
Okay.
So I could see you from there.
Okay. It's a little less dramatic.
I waved.
Did you?
Yeah, I was like, your head was turned the other way.
Uh-huh. Dog was slumbering between us.
Man, I'm so desperate for a chocolate that there's just no chocolate.
You could ride a bike somewhere, probably.
Ride a fucking bike. Tell me I can ride a bike.
There's like half a Stroop waffle. That's what we got.
Nah, I'm cool.
Are you going to ask me about my day?
That's your thing. I don't really know.
Do you want to ask me some sort of question? And then we're allowed to start. Like you're not interested in me at all.
I'm very interested in you. What do you think happens when we die? Is it done? Is it just it? Lights off. There's nothing to feel. Nothing to. No continuation of our existence. Therefore, no reason to worry.
Wow, that's a really big question you just asked me. Well, it's interesting because I do believe in ghosts. As you know, I have a ghost podcast. Mm-hmm.
That podcast, by the way, is called Ghosts to Show You, and you can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. I'll also put a link in the show description.
But I also think that I believe in reincarnation. So I think it's possible that some spirit... I don't believe in heaven or hell.
So it's either you come back around, you get stuck in between. Those are the two options.
Well, I can't say for sure, of course, but those are two things that I think are possibilities. I also once had a singing teacher who used to work for a medium, and he said that basically, like, when you die, all the souls kind of go back up into the giant, like, soul in the sky, essentially, like the giant ball of energy or whatever, and that it's chill.
He said that's very similar to the movie Soul that we just watched. Where the souls were going into a giant ball of energy in the sky? That's exactly what you just described.
No, because that was sort of like heaven, what that was like.
It was a ball of energy in the sky. They didn't show heaven.
But they were still separate entities.
Until they got to the ball of energy. What are you talking about? Did you not watch the... Whatever. You just described that.
You asked me a question.
Yeah, and you're wrong.
So I think that probably some people do get stuck here, at least temporarily... Because I do think that there are ghosts and spirits that stick around for whatever reason.
If you could stick around as a ghost, would you?
No.
What if it was a fun, like it was a Beetlejuice type of situation?
That's not fun. They were stuck in that house.
Yeah, but they ended up getting along.
They got along, but then the crazy people did that whole ceremony where they did a seance.
But it all turned out okay, and they ended up coexisting.
Yeah, but it could have gone really bad.
Yeah, there were ups and downs, of course. But I mean, if you could have that ending, would you have it?
No, I wouldn't want it. I would want to go on to whatever the next thing is. Get me off this plane of existence.
But if you're saying there is no next thing, you're saying it's either you just reincarnate.
Well, the next thing might be a reincarnation or it might be going on to a whole other realm or existence. I mean, I don't know.
Of course you don't know. I'm just trying to narrow it down here, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
it's very frustrating. We're not getting anywhere with this.
Obviously, I don't know. But I do, I sort of do think that people could be reincarnated. One day, I do want to get like a past life regression therapy session or whatever to see if like somebody can help me, you know, figure out what I was in a past life and like...
Right. Or what your last program was because we're in a simulation.
Sure, that's also a possibility we're in a simulation.
Yeah. All right, so... I feel good about that. I feel good about that conversation.
Okay.
Predator is...
a movie.
A movie. It stars men with muscles, okay?
Okay.
America, military, muscles, and monsters.
Justice.
Okay.
Okay. And you owe me $1,000. Okay, let's start the movie.
It's weird that I don't remember that.
Oh, I forgot. I paid for the Stars add-on. Ah. So that I could watch that NXIVM documentary, which is better than The Vow,
Why would you pay for a fucking subscription service to see yet more of the NXIVM? Well, that's the most boring scandal I've ever seen.
No, it's not boring, actually. That documentary that HBO did was boring.
Right.
No, but the
Seduced... And it was like 20 hours of it.
Yeah, the Seduced documentary is only 4 parts, and it's much better. It's not boring. It's fascinating.
All right.
Also, I let the free trial run out by accident, so I just decided to keep it for the month. Okay, here we go.
What's that look like? Give you two guesses. It rhymes with
Schmoller Schmiss them.
Now, please enjoy listening to us watch Predator. Spoilers ahead.
Looks like that spaceship just took a shit on Earth.
It's a pretty great shot, though, you have to admit.
Sure.
Carl Weathers is back. This time he cost me $1,000.
To be clear, Jamie has yet to pay me the $1,000 from this bet.
Oh, Jesse Ventura.
Yep, this is pre-Governor Ventura, post-wrestling Ventura.
Wow, two governors in this movie.
Yeah.
Do you think they were chatting about it on the set of this movie?
Like, I don't know.
I want to be the governor. And then he was like, I want to be the governor. Is that what he sounds like?
Probably.
Both California, right?
No. One was Wisconsin.
Oh, interesting.
Same accents, though.
Really? No.
No. Get ready for the most masculine fucking handshake situation ever to hit the screen. And there's nothing homoerotic
Damn.
About it at all.
I'm a lot of good sunglasses coming out of this helicopter. This movie is already so masculine.
It's the most masculine.
The movie opens first with a spaceship dropping something onto Earth, and then we cut to a bunch of brawny, sweaty men, including a cigar-smoking Arnold Schwarzenegger, a.k.a. Dutch, landing in a helicopter on a tropical beach, and then hopping into military jeeps and driving through water.
Gotta respect a motherfucker that lights the cigar in the chopper before he gets out.
Right.
You don't want them to catch you not without a lit cigar.
No dialogue yet. Don't need it.
Don't need it. Too much masculinity. To be honest, you really don't need it. This movie is not about the dialogue, for sure. You're looking good, Dutch.
Fellas, is it gay to tell Dutch he's looking good?
Dutch is greeted by General Phillips, who tells him that a foreign cabinet minister has been captured by insurgents across the border and that he needs Dutch and his team to rescue him.
So why don't you use the regular army? What do you need us for?
Because some damn fool accused you of being the best.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Time I feel for, a handshake coming.
Time for something a little...
You son of a bitch.
Here it is.
Oh my God. Carl Weathers is pretty handsome.
Yeah,
pretty
man.
Handsome guy.
Yeah.
Oh man, look at that fucking chin.
Jesse the Body Ventura has a legendary chin.
That is the you most could, masculine chin.
You can
chin.
Literally fit a jelly bean into that hole. Bill Duke, brilliant man. That's Shane Black. He's a big director.
Okay.
And screenwriter.
Dutch's team, plus Dylan, played by Carl Weathers, depart in the helicopter to rescue the foreign cabinet minister and have some fun making sexist and homophobic jokes along the way.
It's just them getting to know each other a little bit, joking mm-hmm. around.
Just joshing around. Boys will be boys. Where are the fucking aliens? So what are they doing? Somebody's getting squeezed or something, so...
There was a chopper. It had some... fucking someone in it that was important. It's kind of similar to the plot of
Escape from New York.
Escape from New York. They got downed. They think they're being held by gorillas. He sent him in because he's the best. It's actually literally the same thing. Except this one has a predator in it. And it's the jungle.
Just one predator?
We'll see. You know, one predator can be really tough to deal with.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're faced with one predator,
yeah.
It turns into a handful.
After parachuting into the jungle, the men look for clues to the whereabouts of the cabinet minister, and they find a downed helicopter and three skinned corpses hanging in the trees.
Oh! Shit. Oh!
Yeah.
Damn. Looks like those three were having a case of the Mondays, huh?
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh! He just kicked a bird.
Oh, look at the guts.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. I don't feel like the score totally fits this movie.
It does. You'll see.
I don't think so.
You'll see is what I said.
I mean, if I don't think it does right now, then...
Then, no, I'm telling you.
How is it going to retroactively, like, change?
You'll see that it fits the rest of the movie.
All right.
Dutch instructs the men to spread out and move silently to rescue the hostages, but Dylan fucks up and accidentally makes a bunch of noise, which pisses off Mac, played by Bill Duke.
I'll bleed you. Be quiet. Leave you here.
Damn.
Got that.
Okay. Seems a little extra.
I mean, he's a bad soldier. He's not being quiet.
I bleed you. Right.
Yeah, that wasn't exactly the greatest script, but then, you know, no one...
Also, just the delivery was weird. I bleed you, Risa, right here.
You know, the 80s was about exaggeration, it was about the dash of racism, and...
Sure.
Toxic masculinity.
This came out the year I was born.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
All you had to do in the 80s was, like, just throw them in a jungle, not name where it is, and then they could kill anybody.
Mm. As the team approaches the encampment, they see a gorilla shoot one of the hostages. So Dutch sends the rest of his men in to stealthily attack, but then he walks down himself and decides to go off script a little bit. He sees a truck with the back two wheels up on blocks and decides to throw a bomb into it, then lift it by the back wheels and push it into the main enemy tent.
Oh. Put his purse in there.
It's a bomb, but purses.
It looked like a purse.
Kind of had a purse vibe. Yeah, see, this is just a chance for him to power lift. Back then, they were like, we got to show off your ability to lift stuff.
Yeah, I feel like he was taking a really big chance by being like, I'm definitely going to be able to lift this truck with the bomb in the back. Because, like, what if he...
Oh, my God, and they're just eating brunch. That's the worst part. It was...
Aw.
It's Taco Tuesdays.
What if he couldn't lift the truck, though? What if he was like, hold on, guys, yeah. Watch this.
Oh, this was,
like,
a mistake.
Tries to pick it up, and he's just like, fuck.
Okay, never mind. Plan A.
The men basically go nuts and start exploding and shooting up everything and everyone.
Yeah, it doesn't really seem like they're rescuing people.
No! He just blew the whole shit up.
They're just like, all right, let's slowly creep up and slaughter everybody in here and blow everything up.
Yep.
This is the type of shit we'd like to see in the 80s, though. Guy on fire, some bullets.
Mm.
If we could get in, like, a decapitation or two. Everyone's always falling from everywhere.
Yeah. That was a big problem in the 80s.
Yeah.
They hadn't figured out how to... not fall. They're having a little fun with it now.
Look, everyone's always exploding and flying somewhere.
If I was the editor on this movie, would have cut a bunch of this out. It'd be a much shorter movie.
If you were the editor on this movie, you'd be award winning. Okay? You'd be a god.
I'm just saying, like, a bunch of this stuff would have got... I'd be like, I think
Damn.
We've seen enough of the
that
violence.
That fucking gun is crazy. I'm sorry, sweetie. Ah, yeah. Stick around. That was the other thing. If you could squeeze in a little line somewhere.
Yeah.
Did you save even one hostage?
Oh, it's there's a woman. Hot woman.
Can't kill her.
After all the shooting is done, Mac tells Dutch that both the hostages are dead, that one of them was CIA, and that it looked like something really big was going to go down there.
Good work, Mac. Clear the area. No traces. Get that man ready to move.
Right, I'll just clear everything up, I guess.
Yeah,
I'll just clean all this
just
up.
Clear, you know, make it look tidy.
Right. I'll just I'll do that. They're still shooting and shit. Like, no traces. Okay, no one can know that we've been here.
It's gotta just look like forest.
Well, actually, you know what? Make it a lawn. Make it look like a lawn, like a nice lawn. I want them to know something is weird, but not understand.
Yeah. He's saying he doesn't do this kind of work when literally he just came in there and blew everything up.
Usually what he does is he comes into an area, there's a hostage somewhere, he destroys the entire area and hopes that the hostage is left.
To catch you up, after killing everyone and blowing up the camp, Dutch finds out that Dylan set him up and that the whole story about the hostages was made up just to get Dutch and his men there to retrieve the intel. They also take the only surviving gorilla, Anna, as their own hostage and set out into the jungle to get to a place where the retrieval helicopter can safely pick them up. Also, there is an alien who sees in heat vision following them.
It's interesting that the only person that didn't get accidentally or just didn't get blown up was just a hot woman. You know? It's crazy how that happens.
Everyone else really did explode.
Yeah.
You think the butter knife is the least used utensil in a household?
No, I use the butter knife.
Yeah, but the least.
No, babe. I would have to think about that, which I don't want to right now.
My question is, what are these guys so quiet? Like, why are they so... Like, they just killed everyone.
Because they still are like, we don't know what the fuck happened.
While stopped in the jungle, Anna seizes on an opportunity to try and escape and takes off running.
Oh, is she about to get killed by the predator?
I don't remember. I don't think so.
I'd be surprised if the one woman...
Yeah.
Like, don't they need to keep her around to be hot?
Yeah,
to appeal to all the men that this movie already appeals to on all the other man levels?
Mm-hmm. Push it over the top.
The predator's going to just take her top, probably. The predator tries to skin her, but just takes her clothes, and she's just, like, in a bikini for the rest of the movie.
Hawkins runs after Anna and catches her, but is then attacked by an invisible creature who kills him and drags his body away into the jungle.
That's how it always looked?
That was high-tech fucking...
It looks high-tech special for effects. 87.
Ah.
Just like an invisible-ish thing.
I had an MTV shirt on.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool. In 87?
Yeah, man.
I know, but I'm saying it's cool in 87 that he's wearing an MTV shirt.
It's cool any year.
No,
they're the cutting edge of music.
And if they're listening, we would love for them to sponsor our podcast. What if our podcast was sponsored by MTV in 2021?
Dare to dream.
Listen, I was raised by Daria on MTV, okay?
Please, I don't want to hear your fucking 90s MTV stories.
Well, that's too bad.
While searching for Hawkins' body, Blaine, played by Jesse the Body Ventura, gets shot right through his MTV shirt and falls down dead. Max sees this happen and then sees a semi-invisible figure walking away from the scene.
I just imagine him doing a bunch of takes of that where he's like, Sergeant! And they're like, no, but longer. See if you can open your mouth more.
Just go everywhere. Just shoot everywhere.
It's kind of their approach in general. I'm going to say, Jesse wasn't doing anything for me in this movie. I'm not mad that he's gone.
Before they move on, Anna notices some green goo on a leaf.
It's green alien blood?
I think so. Either that or he just came on those leaves.
How did Carl Weathers not see the green alien blood just now?
I don't know.
He's really dropping the ball all over the place.
He's just not a great soldier. Yeah, he's just not a great soldier. Looking a little sexier, look.
Yeah, she is.
The predator did take her fucking shirt.
Someone did. Are we about to see the predator?
You're seeing him.
I know, but I want to see the full body.
Might take a second.
Okay, so the predator has high-tech tools.
Yeah.
Oh, so Carl Weathers really turned out to be a kind of a bitch ass, huh?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a bitch ass. But he's got a great body.
Yes. I mean, he does. Just the right amount of chest showing.
At this point, the men are totally confused about what is following them, and Dutch forces Anna to speak English and tell him what she saw. She tells him that the thing tracking them uses the jungle to change colors like a chameleon. They then decide that rather than continue on, they should have a standoff with the predator. So they set up tripwires all around them except for one spot where they set a trap. Then they wait. And strangely, Mac takes a disposable razor to his sweaty face.
I feel like he would have razor burn for how often he just shaves without like lotion or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Bumps at least.
Yeah, break out a little bit. They keep saying soft wickering in the subtitles. I don't know what wickering is supposed to be.
Oh, look, you just saw him.
I saw. Looked kind of silly.
Nah, it looks good.
The predator gets caught in the trap but quickly escapes, so Mac runs after him into the jungle, and then Dylan goes after Mac.
Is Carl Weathers going to step up and be less of a bitch-ass?
I mean, I think that's what he's trying to do.
That's why he opened his shirt?
Yeah.
His vest?
Oh.
Oh. That feels like not good.
Doesn't feel great.
No!
Oh!
Oof.
And here is where the predator kills Mac.
Damn. His fucking head busted like a melon.
Oof.
Still twitching, though. He's got spirit.
He's got nerve endings. Oh, soft wickering. That's never a good sign.
Mm-mm.
Damn, Mac was my favorite character.
Yeah, he was the shit.
And here is where the predator kills Dylan.
Oh, shit. The arm holding the gun is still shooting after it's detached from his body? That's ridiculous.
That's patriotism.
Oh, my God. Wait.
This is his moment, though.
Get him. Ooh.
Nearby, Mac, Billy, Anna, and a wounded Ramirez hear Dylan's yells, and Billy decides to stand his ground to face the predator as the others continue on.
Killed off both the black characters. 1-2.
Sorry, I've got to go. It's as the last minority of this crew, it's time for me to get taken out.
Time for me to die. White audiences have been pretty uncomfortable with the way this movie's been rolling.
Fucking 80s, man. You know, the cool thing about the 80s is that they weren't afraid to be really gory, like even in a mainstream film.
Yeah.
You would never see that shit anymore.
Shortly after leaving him, Dutch, Anna, and Ramirez hear Billy yell in pain, implying that he's been killed. And then the predator shoots Ramirez from a tree. Arnold yells at Anna to run to the chopper, and then he gets shot but isn't seriously injured.
The predator only shoots people with guns?
If they have weapons, yeah.
Really?
Yes, they said it, yeah.
Oh.
That's why he kicked the gun. He said it. That was his... He was like, it's not good hunting.
I like that giant piece of, like, charred skin that was hanging off of Arnold just now.
He's definitely had a rough day.
Ooh, the predator's in the water.
Oh, yeah.
The predator can't see you when you're covered with mud.
That's literally what it is.
Really?
Yeah, because he sees heat.
Yeah, but you would still see heat.
The mud dampens the heat signature, goddammit.
That's ridiculous. It's not. It's not true.
It is.
If he really could see heat, he'd still be able to see Arnold.
Sweetie, look. He sees a little bit of heat, but it doesn't register.
No, I get it, but that's flawed.
What do you mean it's flawed? It's a fucking... It's a story about an alien hunter on Earth. It's just, you know... You don't know what his tech is. Mud is just probably not on his planet.
Okay.
No one uses mud.
But there would still be enough heat just because of the mud.
He thought... Whatever. I don't want to argue about it. That's the premise.
Okay, because I said that as a joke.
This is the premise.
Okay. That's stupid.
Yeah, but it's still awesome. Everything has been stupid. This whole thing is stupid, but it's great.
Where's the hot girl? Where's Anna?
She went to the chopper.
Say that again?
Chopper.
Did she?
Well, I mean, she headed that direction, I guess.
Who's that?
Who the fuck do you think it is?
Oh, the last soldier left alive.
It's fucking Arnold.
Oh, I thought he. I thought Arnold was looking down on someone else.
You really don't know what the hell is that?
I guessed the mud shit, so.
You did. You nailed it.
And I think it's really dumb. Like, Arnold's kind of hot, but he's also so goofy.
Nice. He's. I think he's pretty sexy in this movie. Be real with you.
Yeah.
But yes, he is goofy. You know, I like him. I like the fact that he's goofy.
Gives hope to other goofy dudes out there.
That are super muscular.
That are, that are super famous and incredibly muscular action stars.
We see that the Predator has Billy's dead body.
Predator pulled out his guts. Oh, his skull and pulled spine.
Out his whole spine.
Oof. Marone. To what end, Predator?
Trophy.
But it's not like he keeps it.
No, he does.
Really?
Yes.
Or she. Okay, we don't know.
You're right, I'm sorry.
I want them to remake Predator in 2021 with a female Predator.
I think that's
what the world needs.
Predafem.
Femitor. Be groundbreaking. Gender swapped Predator is hilarious to think about.
Just the exact same thing, but with tits. Predator says tits.
No, but it's the whole movie, like all the male parts are gender swapped.
Oh, that's interesting.
And the one female part.
But it's the exact same movie.
Yes. So is that chick gone for good or?
Dude, don't worry about, just watch what is in front of you. Don't worry about what's not there.
What's Predator doing with his red light? Making blades?
He's heating his blade up or something.
Oh. Probably to kill the bacteria. Sweetie.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I love this seduction that they're engaging in.
It's a sensual ritual.
Dutch covers himself in mud, lights a fire, and lies in wait for the Predator. Then, when he shows up, he uses a bow and arrow he made in the jungle to shoot him, and the Predator shoots back with his high-tech alien gun.
Taking off that thing?
He's like, let's just get down to business.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck you.
Let me show you who I really am. It's Anna. She's the one. She's the Predator. I think we could have done another take on that line delivery. I like the Predator better now that I see his face.
Dutch and the Predator engage in an all-out fight, and just when you think he might lose, Dutch manages to position the Predator under a trap he set to make a big, heavy thing fall on the Predator's head.
Oh, no, it's his trap from before? Oh, shit! It's crazy that the Predator was Anna the whole time. The Predator was the friends we met along the way.
It really was.
It's like holding a mirror up to society.
Who's the real Predator, you know?
Yeah, Predator's like, I was just out here, you know, trying to skin soldiers, just minding my own business. And then you come along, setting traps, starting beef.
I literally just wanted to say hi the entire time.
As he's dying, the Predator presses some buttons on his wrist that starts a countdown, and then he starts laughing maniacally.
I love that the alien's laughing.
He was using Billy's laugh.
Oh, God. That's pretty scary.
We see that Anna has made it safely to the chopper, and as they're flying, they see a giant explosion erupting in the jungle.
But he just, like, ran 30 feet... And he got away from the
mushroom giant mushroom cloud.
You wonder what America is? It's a muscular man from another country.
You wanna know what America is? It's an Austrian man and he's covered in muscles and mud.
You wanna know what America is? It's a chopper and the wind and the trees are on fire.
That almost sounded like a Bruce Springsteen song.
She's very happy to see her kidnapper.
She didn't look that happy. Look at her. She looked kind of just like...
He's
begrudgingly impressed.
He's super tired. Whew. Tough helicopter ride home.
Tough day.
First predator is always the hardest.
Yeah.
Hey! What the
El
fuck?
El Pidia Carrillo.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan come on. Crow.
This is so cheesy. You got... Listen, if you watch this movie... Dutch. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. If you watch this movie, you must watch that closing credit sequence where everybody...
Damn, everyone's looks, like, what's up?
It looks like the intro to a fucking...
Like a TV
a
show.
Sitcom.
Yeah, like or like a TV show from the 80s.
Yeah. But like the it A-team. Doesn't make sense at the end of an action movie that's all like dark like this. It's just like...
Carl Weathers is like...
He like turns and like thumbs up.
That was amazing. Maybe they just gave up after a while. Like, Carl, don't... fuck it.
First
Fine,
assistant.
Smile. Go ahead, just smile, whatever.
But everybody did it. Production associate Elaine K. Thompson. All director Frank Richwood, yeah.
Macedonia Ramos, Mark Safferty, George Gomez, and Jesus Sanchez, Michael Pam, Paco, Graham Litchfield, oh. Yeah.
Best Boys, Alan Mearns, Gary Scholes, Adolfo Lara.
Aldisaro, Lorenzo, Chobi, Cordero.
Okay. That wasn't our best
It's hard.
No,
it's just moving so fast. It's There's
really
so
fast.
Many names.
I think that's
Vic Zaslav, Steve Richardson, Vanessa Ahmed, Robin Harlan.
Yeah.
Greg Heath, Phyllis Drury, Ken Stone, Alex Algaron, Susan Knopoffs.
Caterer, Alimentacion, Fumi. Especializada. Okay.
Second unit. Damn, we didn't. Second unit doesn't even get a song.
Sorry, second unit. Yeah, that movie was all right.
It was great. That whole fucking shit at the end is amazing. That's why I said, like, eventually you'll feel that the score works because
right.
The whole front of the movie is kind of this, like.
It does feel like a different movie.
It is, yeah, yeah. And once Arnold. Just goes head to head with him. It's the shit to me, but it's that good.
It's okay.
And it's shot beautifully and like, I think it's really fucking great.
I think it's like a B movie. The acting is not great.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movies, you're not really checking him for the acting. It's not really
true.
The point. He's just kind of charismatic. He just exudes. You know, he's just dripping with charisma.
I guess, yeah.
No, he is, for sure. That's, you know.
Yeah, but it's kind of silly sometimes the way that he, like, says his lines just with
of
no
course,
feeling. And it's just so
of course.
Silly.
But when he gets primal.
Yeah, yes, yes, that's the appeal.
Although, I mean, come on, he was great in fucking Total Recall. Like, hands down, like, he was awesome in Total Recall. He's
yeah.
been great in a lot of movies. He's great in the Terminator. Terminator 2.
Well, Terminator is perfect because he's not supposed to
no,
have
Terminator
emotion.
No, Terminator 2.
Right,
yes,
fine.
He's not supposed to have emotion, but he's just it's the charisma. It's
yeah,
the
no,
pure
he's got something. He's got charisma. Something.
Yeah, he's got something. He's the biggest fucking movie star for decades.
I know.
You don't just get to where he gets... Now the motherfucker literally has horses for pets that come into his home.
What?
Like ponies. Seriously.
He has ponies in his house?
That's just like in his house. Yeah, man.
Huh.
Like pet Shetland ponies.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool.
I mean...
I actually like Arnold.
Anyway, this movie. I don't know. I didn't love it. I would never watch that again. I think it's kind of boring. I think action movies are kind of boring. I wish it was more heavy on the alien part. You really just showed me like the fucking... testosteroniest,
I told
growiest you, movie
100%,
that you could have ever shown me.
100%. That was what the fucking 80s ride was about.
Missy. I mean, I have to show you probably the most...
You already did. You made me watch First Wives Club. Oh, yeah, this is absolute revenge. This is the balancing of the force. This is an overcompensation with testosterone.
I might have to unbalance the force again. Anyway, that was this movie.
That was this movie, man. That was pretty funny. Carl Weathers is the most intense person, I think, in the movie at all times. So the thing I didn't like about it was Carl Weathers, like his motivation for like, all of a sudden he went from the most bitch-ass character to like, you guys go ahead, I got a score to settle on. And you're just like, no, that's actually not really, you didn't really earn that in this movie. They must have cut that part out.
Right. It's totally possible that he had more of a redemption arc that they cut short.
Or just like a reason, like he was just being a bitch ass motherfucker for the whole time. And then all of a sudden he kind of had that redemption moment and just didn't seem to quite work. It was forced. Bill Duke, on the other hand, you got it. He was, you know, he was sad his friend died.
Yeah, although I really thought it was weird.
And he gave the backstory too, you know? So he gave the backstory about how they had like been through some shit.
Yes. But I did think it was weird that he was like, he was my friend. I'm like, why was the line, he was my friend? I don't know. But,
I don't know, because he just got murdered and the dude shaken up. I'm trying to explain what he meant to him.
No, Bill Duke was great. He was my... excuse me. Bill Duke was my favorite part of the movie because I could totally picture him. I was just picturing him in like a stage, baby. Can you, we're almost done. Mm-hmm. I could just picture him in like a stage play, just like delivering a really like.
I bet you he is a fucking real theater actor.
Yeah, I could just see him delivering like a monologue, like
the way that he didn't do a lot of these types of movies for what it's worth. Bill Duke wasn't like an action movie mainstay. I think he was more of a heavy actor. Like,
that's what I got.
That's kind of what I stuck him in. I think he was outclassed in the joint.
He was. Like that one monologue that he had, I was like, whoa, this seems really unlike this movie. And I think all those other actors like kind of didn't really add much.
I think they were all kind of great. Billy, come on, man. Billy is fucking...
Which one was that?
He's the Native American. He's great. He's intense.
Yes.
He was in a bunch of movies in the 80s. He was in, like I said, he was in 48 Hours. Played one of the villains in 48 Hours, which is a fucking great. Have you seen 48 Hours?
Yeah.
Please tell me you've seen.
Is Eddie Murphy?
You haven't
movie?
Seen it. Yes, but please tell me you haven't seen it.
So I have seen it, but I don't remember it that well.
Man, that is.
We could probably watch
fucking
that.
Fucking great. We should just watch that. Who's that other guy? As a married couple, because. That falls under the category of shit you need to see to understand me.
I have seen it. And it's like Eddie Murphy, there's a bail dude who needs to get him, basically.
Nick Nolte is a cop.
Nick Nolte, that's who it is. Mm-hmm. Who has to bring him in. But then...
Not bring him in. Nope. You're thinking of Midnight Run with Robert De Niro and... What's his name?
I'm mixing up Midnight Run and 48 Hours.
Yes.
Okay.
Eddie Murphy is definitely not in Midnight Run.
No, I know, but...
You just kind of described the Midnight Run plot.
Okay. Anyway.
Anyway.
That's probably... We're probably good on this podcast, right?
Yeah, we're good. Out. Peace.
The Panducto Corn cast is created by Jamie Moline and me, Emily Panic. Editing and production is by me. Original music is by Jamie. If you like the podcast, please rate, review, subscribe, and thanks for listening. Goodbye.